The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today's episode is about growing your own mushrooms on logs. I have tried growing mushrooms using the prepackaged, pre-inoculated blocks of sawdust. You've probably seen those in plant shops and garden centers and grocery stores. I've even written about it right here at Planter's Place, and do take a moment to find that article right here and see what I had to say. But I'm going to be honest with you, I have not had a whole lot of success with that form of mushroom growing. Was it me? Was it a faulty mushroom block? Perhaps several faulty mushroom blocks, because all of the ones that I purchased just didn't seem to grow very well. Not being sure what the case was and wanting to not be frustrated anymore, I just decided to let the professionals handle it, and I will just purchase my mushrooms in a grocery store or at the farmer's market. However, I recently saw a notice for a local workshop on DIY mushroom growing using logs, not those prepackaged sawdust blocks. So I decided I just needed to learn this process and learn it from an actual person and not the back of a box. The two-hour class was just filled with information, so much information, I can't fit it all in one blog post. I cannot fit it all in one podcast. So I've decided to break it up into three or four different segments. But before we begin, I just wanted to point out a couple of things that the instructor emphasized. Number one, in his opinion, mushrooms grown on logs taste better than mushrooms that aren't. That's subjective. It might have something to do with growing it yourself on a log. Might be like, you know, fishing and catching your own fish. That fish tastes a lot better than one that you got at a grocery store because you caught it yourself, maybe? Or it's fresher? Well, we'll see. We'll see if our mushrooms grown on logs actually taste better. And the other item that he pointed out repeatedly throughout the class was this. Dry logs will kill your mushrooms. Mushrooms are living organisms, even if you can't see them when they're not in their fruiting stage. They need moisture to spread throughout the log, and they need moisture to spread their spores. So of course you need to have moisture on your logs and in your logs. Okay, so once those two points were pointed out, we can move on with our phase one of mushroom growing on logs. And that phase one is substrate acquisition, also known as finding your wood. So find fresh live wood. Typically, this is a tree log that is about 3 to 4 feet long with a diameter anywhere between 4 to 8 inches. And by fresh, really what he means is a log that has been cut 2 to 3 weeks prior to inoculation. So it's not an actual living tree that you're inoculating, just segments of a tree that has had a little bit of time to kind of marinate, I guess, all by itself. So why not something that's been laying out in your backyard since the last windstorm 3 months ago? Because of this very good reason. That wood, since it's been lying around for so long, may already have living spores in it. And you don't know what those spores are. It might not be a mushroom you want to eat, most likely not. So you want to be sure that only the mushrooms you inoculate into the log are the ones that will grow. Also keep this in mind, the smaller the diameter of the log, the faster the log will dry out. And remember, dry logs will kill your mushrooms. What type of wood should we use? Well, the best are oak, sugar maple, and poplar. Do not use fruit tree wood. It's not recommended. It has been used, but he doesn't recommend it. All of his mushroom growing friends and professionals do not recommend it. And he wasn't sure why exactly, but he speculates that the wood from fruit trees just is a little bit less dense. And that's not very good for mushroom growing. We'll get involved with that in a few moments. Moving on, do not use black walnut and black locust. Both of those trees have naturally occurring chemicals that discourage fungal growth. Mushrooms are fungus. You don't want to discourage their growth. Wood density. Okay, we're at wood density now. This is very important. This relates to the log's moisture content. The less dense the wood, the faster the log dries out. And remember, moisture management is key. The instructor said that looser wood also breaks down faster, so your mushroom logs won't last as long. Typically, a mushroom log could last for about 5 years in a productive manner in your wood lot, as he calls it. So anything that's less dense will probably last only 2 to 3 years, and that you're just not getting your money's worth out of it. And another thing, if you're cutting wood for mushroom logs, do it before the sap rises and then let it sit for 2 to 6 weeks before inoculating. Cut the wood for the mushroom logs before the sap rises. This will decrease the chance of the bark being slippery in between the bark and the wood. And this eventually leads to the log drying out faster. Lastly, log placement. Even before you inoculate your logs, find a spot that has year-round shade so the logs don't dry out from being in the sun. It might be behind a barn. It might be under some evergreens. That's a good option since evergreens have shade under them year-round. The logs should also have as little contact with the soil as possible. This helps prevent bugs from burrowing into your wood. You don't want that. Okay, so that's it for the substrate acquisition phase. The next phase is about inoculation. Meanwhile, if you're serious about growing mushrooms on logs, head out to your wooded lot or find a friend or a neighbor with some wood and start searching for some fresh, relatively straight logs to become your mushrooms' future homes. Meanwhile, have an excellent spring.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.